This is the Mid-Morning Market Report. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason in for your Director of Ag Programming, Dave Dickey, today from Illinois Public Media. On the phone line to take a look at the marketplace with us is Mike Zuzulo at Global Commodity Analytics and Consulting in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning to you, Mike. Thanks so much for being with us today.
You bet, Todd. Thanks for having me.
Let's go through some of the numbers really quickly, Mike, as we start out. Corn futures are up about 4 to 6 cents at this time. Soybeans are down 6 to 7 cents. That's a bit of a change from yesterday's trade. What's been happening?
Well, two things, I think, have come into the picture today versus yesterday. I think the weather models have flipped a bit, and they're turning cooler today versus Thursday's trade. That's brought back the corn beans spreading. I think you've also seen the beans want to take some profit here at the end of the week because meal especially is hitting a three-week high at this stage of the game. It's really run contra and counter to most of the grains this week, so I think there's just some natural end-of-the-week long liquidation. Second thing I think probably is hitting the spread and the change in the corn mindset is goes back to the locks that were shut down on Thursday. Those 8 locks on the Mississippi, Todd, sounded like to me that caused quite a bit of negative bias in the short-term demand up in Chicago, and it kind of subsequently and was interjected with the idea that some elevators were pulling their May bids moving out to July. So that brought in the front-end sellers and caused the bull spread in the corn to unwind as well. We're not seeing that today because I think it was a short-term feature to the trade, and it was a Thursday news day. Today's Friday.
Tell me more about the soybeans and the products. You mentioned that bean meal had been on a three-week upsurge over the last three weekly ending trades, that is.
Yeah.
What was the fundamental reason behind the move?
Well, we talked last Friday afternoon about the May beans and the meal maybe being a leader to the upside here in the short term. We got fairly positive news in terms of friendly supply news coming out of Argentina, maybe corn and bean yields not as good. Supplies being held back a little bit down there because of some of the logistical issues still in Brazil. But probably most importantly has been the meal demand by the domestic processor has really started to come into the radar screen by traders in Chicago. One trader told me this week that he had heard in the West that the domestic processors towards the western Illinois, eastern Iowa area could not get any more than 1 or 2 days needs of beans filled to process and crush. Client called in from northern Illinois and told me that his elevator was pushing DP and beans, free DP, all the way out to October 1. I confirmed that on the elevator's website, and that's mainly to secure and take title of the beans to be able to take it down to the processor to get them some beans to crush wherever those were going to. So I think the cash market and the tight bean physical supplies, especially west of Indianapolis, Indiana, and as you get into Illinois, it gets tighter and tighter, and into eastern Iowa, those things, I think, really took hold in the market for beans and meal.
Will they remain hold? The stocks-to-use ratio for soybeans is historically tight. Ending stocks, though, while we've seen ending stocks at this level, we've seen them tighter at this time of year.
You're right, and I think that goes back to what the USDA is telling us for supply versus what maybe the market is telling us for the supply. At the end of the day, I think there's probably a lid on the upside in the May and July beans until May goes into delivery. At the end of the month, we hit 1441 in the May beans, got right up above the 40-day moving average. That seems to be resistant. So I would say 1450 May beans probably turns the basis south, makes it weaker. I would guess that if we're going to have a real rally at this stage in terms of real continuation rally, we'll probably see the futures take hold after the May goes into delivery. But this is one of those key time periods that if I'm more right than wrong about this being like 2004 for the soybean complex because the ending stocks being so similar to 2004 that we have currently, then this is the time where the May and the July have their best opportunity to go up one more time, and that gives the best opportunity for the November to go up one more time with it. After that, it gets really tough, especially with the corn plan delays becoming more and more prescient. I think that 2004 model works fairly well for new crop hedges.
Hey, harvest wheat posted a really nice rally since the 1st of April. It backed off the highs around 720 in the July. Where do they go from here?
I think they should go higher based upon supply-demand fundamentals. I think wheat can be classified as a dysfunctional, disruptive trade this week because of the gold, because of the terrorism, taking in a lot of outside market features and factors. The wheat, I think, because of the Australian weather and because of what we've seen in the hard red wheat belt and even the flooding now that will probably hit us in the soft red wheat belt, I think the wheat should have had probably a 40 or 50 cent rally this week alone, and that would just be a beginning of a rally. So I still am beating the drum on the micro supply-demand fundamentals that as the crop conditions go down, Australia delays planting because of a record drought, this wheat should not be going lower.
All right. Anything else to add on the livestock before I let you go for the day?
We do have to watch the livestock because there is talk that maybe from the U.S. Grains Council that maybe the poultry demand is going to be moving into fish over in China due to bird flu instead of pork. That will cause probably the hog market to really fluctuate a lot here the next couple weeks. If it does move in more into pork, the weekly export sales should start to show that. This past week they have not. So something to be on red alert for, so to speak, with the summer hog prices back above 90.
Mike Zuzulo, he's with Global Commodity Analytics and Consulting out of Lafayette, Indiana. I'm Todd Gleason.